I'll turn it over to Christine Fifield to speak just a little bit. And most of you, I'm sure, know her, but she'll speak a little bit more about some of our education programs with the Eastern Maine Skippers program.
Hi. Hello, my name is Christina Fifield. I grew up and was raised in Stonington. I went to Darrell Stonington High School, came back, and now I've been at Penobscot East for almost 3 years. My official title is the coordinator for the Eastern Maine Skippers program. Looking around, there are a few new faces, but a good half of you were gracious enough to meet with some of my skippers last year when we brought them to Augusta. So I just want to start off by saying thank you for that. I know you're all very busy, and the students really appreciated your time and meeting you all, and you gave them a great confidence. And also a big thank you to a few of the members here that were able to attend the final presentations last year. We really appreciate it, and it was great to have you there. So a quick background. I won't take up a lot of your time. The Eastern Maine Skippers program is vastly large, and there's a lot of moving parts to it, but it is a program within 8 Down East high schools, ranging from Vinyl Haven and North Haven all the way down to Jonesport, Beals, and in between. It is a program that is implemented differently within each of the 8 high schools. Most of the schools have it as a full-time class that students can take. Other schools started out as an after-school program, and it's moving slowly into the full curriculum and the full outline of the day. But each of those schools is a little different, and we can give you more information on how each school implements the program. So the Eastern Maine Skippers focuses mainly on young fishermen, the students that are maybe not so interested in sitting in a regular classroom and, you know, doing worksheets and taking tests and, you know, A, B, C, or D and figuring things out that way. These are students that, you know, want to be on the water. They don't necessarily want to sit in a classroom. They want to look at things a different way, go at things how their families did, how their dads, how their moms, how their grandpas, uncles, aunts, really go out in their everyday lives and do things. So we look at things on the water, in the office, and at the table. So on the water is just as it sounds. They work on navigation, seamanship, stewardship, safety, learning how the DMR and lobstermen work together, looking at all different organizations and how the whole system works. Not really how they normally might look at things, but really taking them outside and looking at things from all different perspectives. In the office, personal finance, business finance, you know, being a lobsterman, some of these kids don't realize is a business. You know, you're taking it all onto yourself and doing it all and figuring out how a business should work and finances and, you know, how do you get that loan to get that big boat? How do you, you know, get those new traps? You know, how do you build new traps all around there? And then at the table is getting them to come and meet lovely people just like yourselves, giving them the confidence to know that what they know and what they learn with their families and what they learn at home is helpful, and it's history, and it's how we make our decisions. So having them come to the table and tell you what they think, and getting them to build that confidence. You know, sometimes kids aren't always sure that what they know is correct or what they think is right, or they won't care what I think. So part of my job that I take really seriously is really helping these young students build the confidence to come and tell you what they think and what affects them and how they feel about things, and getting students from all of these 8 high schools, which normally may not talk to each other, in the same room, talking to each other. What's happening in your bay? What's happening in that bay? And how things are the same, just because maybe your parents didn't get along, or there was an invisible line that nobody crossed before, getting them to cross it now. And that's kind of my favorite part, is working with all these different kids. So I could go on and on, but the Skippers program is a huge part of Penobscot East and a lot of the really cool work that we're doing. And I hope that you all get to meet and see the kids, because they all loved meeting you last year.
Thank you very much. Any questions? Representative Devin.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ms. Fifield, are you going to bring the students here this year again?
I don't believe we will get here this year. We came last year to talk about and have them learn more about the student licensing bill when we were talking about changing the age from 18 to 23. And I actually had one super amazing, confident student that came and testified on that bill. So that was a huge win for me, and I was very, very proud of Grayson for coming last year.
Thank you. Sorry. Any further questions, Representative?
Thank you. Yeah, I know there are some students from Dear Stonington are going to be coming here on the 15th, but not from the whole group.
Yep.
Christina, you run an amazing program, and I think one of the most amazing things about it is you have 8 high schools that work together. And I think the students are really surprised to learn that that's not often how education works.
Exactly.
So, thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Oops. Representative Toole.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you folks for coming down today. I do want to thank you also for the Eastern Maine Skippers program. I think it's a great thing. I think we all think that. And I guess a question I would have is, what progress are you making in expanding further east into other schools like Machias and Eastport and other schools up and down the coast?
Right. So we have a meeting on that tomorrow. And I will finally be able to tell you when we will be expanding. We've been mainly focused on the 8 that we've had right now, getting the structures fully implemented in all 8 of the schools. But we're very excited and to expand a little further, and I'm hoping that that will be very soon.
Well, when you come on down east, we'd love to have you. We'll show you a grand old time.
I will call you as soon as I know we're headed that way.
Representative Alley.
Playfield, that's quite a name down in Stonington, isn't it? Just across the bay from the Williams. He used to buy lobsters. Did your father buy lobsters?
Yes.
Thought he might have.
When
I was
company.
In the seafood business. Besides that, I'm the only fisherman they've got here. Here's a clammer. Am I right?
I've done just about everything on the ocean.
But are you out there fishing now?
Okay, just stay on the focus here. Thank you very much for coming and educating us on this.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.